Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. It looks like we got a new little worship leader in there. Aria Green decides she wants to stay on stage and lead worship with her parents. Let's give the worship team a hand clap one more time. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever heard of shepherd's pie? My wife makes a yummy shepherd's pie. Now, for those of you who haven't heard of it, it's not what you think. It's not like a sweetie dessert kind of a pie. It's a hot, savory dish with mashed potatoes and ground beef, meat, and cheese, and a few other things in there. Some might call it comfort food. Can I show you a picture of it? Let's see what it looks like. Shepherd's pie. Has anybody ever had shepherd's pie? Let's see if the picture comes up. But if it doesn't, there it is. Look at that. Yeah, it's what we might call comfort food. And today, that was my introduction. Today, I want to talk to you about the shepherds. Well, the shepherds in the field who heard the announcement that Jesus Christ would be born. But what does any of that have to do with the yumminess of shepherd's pie? Absolutely nothing. I just like the fact that shepherd, the word, is in two things that I really like: the Christmas story and food. I think that's worthy of association. But now that that's out of the way, can I read to you the stunning announcement of the coming of Jesus to the shepherds in the field? If so, I want you to go with me to Luke chapter 2, if you have a copy of the scriptures, and in verse 8, we'll pick up the story there. Some of you will be very familiar with the story. Others of you, it may be the first time you've heard it. This is what it says. "And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger.' Suddenly, a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest heaven. On earth, peace to men on whom his favor rests.' When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, 'Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about.' So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby whom was lying in the manger. And when they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told." From this story, I want you to notice three observations from this stunning announcement. The angel's appearance to the shepherds brought three things. First of all, peace. It says in chapter 2, verse 10, "But the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people.'" That's in verse 10. But in verse 9, it says that they were terrified. So in verse 10, "Do not be afraid." In verse 9, they were terrified. You see, fear and anxiety gripped the hearts of the shepherds. It would have frightened me as well if some unexpected guest just showed up in the middle of the night. How would that make you feel? And when unexpected incidences occur in our lives that we can't control, all of us get a bit nervous, don't we? And when the angel said, "Do not be afraid," you should know that this is the most repeated command in all of Scripture. Do not be afraid. Fear not. In fact, it's repeated 365 times. Maybe, just maybe, we ought to say it to ourselves once per day, every day of the year, to remind us that Jesus is our peace. Do not be afraid. Fear not. 365 times. We went from verse 10 to verse 9. Verse 8 says this, that the shepherds were keeping watch over their flocks at night. You see, this was their job. This was their vocation. This was their life. I want someone to know that God can show up right in the middle of your work. God can show up right in the middle of your vocation. God can show up unexpectedly while you're on the job. And for some of you, sometimes you're only looking for God at church. God's looking for you all the time, and you may be at your cubicle, or you may be on a flight, or you may be in the field, and God will just show up in an unexpected way. And at first, you might be terrified, like, Lord, what are you doing here? I didn't expect you alongside of this government contract proposal. And God shows up to the shepherds, and he sends his angels to make this significant announcement to shepherds, not carpenters. Jesus was a carpenter. Not politicians, not religious leaders, not business people or entrepreneurs. Jesus shows up to make this amazing announcement by sending the angels to, yes, shepherds. Why do you think this is? God sends the heads-up announcement to a group of isolated, low-level, out in the field, nobodies who were sleeping with animals. I need to tell someone today that might feel separated and isolated from power and privilege that God knows exactly where you are. You may think no one sees your work. You may think nobody has recognized your efforts, but God knows how to move into the spaces and the places where you're awake at night and nobody else knows the fear in your heart. And he knows how to show up to the separated and isolated places of your heart to let you know that he sees you. I'm here to tell somebody that feels like a nobody that God values you. I'm here to tell somebody who feels like no one sees them that God sees you on this Christmas Sunday morning. No matter what you're feeling, he sees your fears. He sees your anxieties. He sees your worries. He sees your inconsistencies and your proclivities. He sees your contradictions. He sees everything that you care about and that concerns you and that you are sort of anxious over because you don't know your future. But he wants the shepherds to know, I know your future. I hold the future, and I came to bring you peace. Somebody needs peace this morning. Can you turn to a neighbor? Just say, peace in the name of Jesus. Speak peace. Speak peace to someone. I need to tell someone who feels like they're living in their night season with their eyes open like the shepherds looking around, experiencing the dark night of the soul, living in your midnight hour in the midst of your existence, I want you to know that God can shine in your darkness and bring a word of hope and deliverance. Which brings me really to this second thing that the angel's appearance brought to the shepherds. Not only peace, but secondly, illumination. Illumination, light. Verse 8 says, and there were shepherds living in the fields nearby, keeping watch over the flocks at night. So it was dark. In verse 9, an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. You know, when the glory of the Lord shone around them, they were scared because they were now exposed. You know, darkness can bring cover, can it? But when you're not ready and the lights come on, it brings exposure. Ask a photographer. And when you're not ready and the lights come on and that exposure happens, it tends to ruin things. No one wants to be exposed. No one wants to be scene with lights coming on when you're not ready. I mean, you're fine when the lights come on if you're ready, right? But what about if it's darkness? What about if you're in that vulnerable place and all of a sudden the lights come on? All of a sudden you feel exposed. And these angels show up and the glory of the Lord shines. Listen, if light shines, don't let it be the glory of the Lord, because that's all the perfection of God showing the brilliant imperfections of me. Nobody wants to be exposed. No one wants to have the lights come on when they don't have their makeup on yet, right? Lord, don't let the lights come on when the wig ain't right. Like, Lord, like, the Spanx ain't right. You know, Lord, can you let me get ready before the lights? Yet the angel brings a message of hope and beauty and peace, not embarrassment, not negative exposure. The shepherds, even though they had been in that spot and the light of God's glory comes on, they would have been exposed with the sheep. I'm sure they were covered in sheep. Shish kebabs. But this wasn't about exposing their dirt. This was about illuminating their future. It was about bringing light for their purpose and for the glory of God, not to highlight their mess. See, sometimes when we feel exposed and seen, we fear that our vulnerabilities will not only embarrass us, but sink us. But God is saying, when I turn the light of my glory on, it's actually to show you your future and to bring you a message. Even if you're in mess, he brings a message. You see, the word angel means messenger. And whether God shows up in your career, shows up in your finances, shows up in your bank accounts, shows up in your stocks, shows up in your family, shows up in your health, shows up in your disease, whatever he shows up in, when God exposes the light, it's to help you, not to hurt you. And this Christ child was being born in a manger, and they were about to see this, these shepherds, firsthand when they went to go see the baby boy. And they found out that he was the light of the world, that he was the good shepherd, and that Jesus will light the way into your future and into your purpose. But you must trust him. You must worship him. He is the light. In fact, in Psalms, it says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. And I love the way those lamps work, because it didn't show the whole way. Some of us, that's exactly what we want. God, show me the whole way. God, if you could just light up the whole plan. Is there a GPS thing that tells me all the way to the end? And that's what we want from God, don't we? God, light it up, but show me everything. But when it says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path, the lamp was just enough light to light the path a couple steps in front of you. What God is saying is, if you just stay right there, you'll never move into the future. You want him to light it all up like a runway. And he says, no, but as you step by faith, I will light up the next step. One step at a time by faith. One step at a time by trusting God. And if you'll trust God, he'll lead you into the future that he has for you. The college you're supposed to go to, the home you're supposed to move into, the job you're supposed to take, the contract you're supposed to apply for. But if you stay still, you'll never move forward. The only thing you'll see is your feet. God is saying, I want you to see more than your feet. I want you to see your future. And I have a future for you. I have a plan for you. But you have to trust me. You have to worship me. You've been trying to do it all yourself. And God is saying, you can do it the way the world does it, or you can do it the way I'm calling you to do it. Because I hold the future in the palm of my hand. And that's what takes away your fear. Because he brings peace. He brings illumination. But here's a third thing he brings. It says that when they were there, they began to worship him. That the angels in verse 13, suddenly a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angels, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest heaven and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests. which really is the third thing that comes with the angels, not only the peace, the illumination, but now we see eternal praise. We see the praise of the angels. There was one angel that brought the message, but now all the other heavenly hosts join, verse 13. And now the shepherds who are seeing Jesus, they begin to worship. What I want you to see is that the shepherds joined with the angels in eternal praise. What a worship team. Heaven and earth together praising the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Do we have any worshipers of Jesus in the house today? Do we have any praisers of Jesus in the house today? God sent his one and only son down to the earth, born of a virgin. He grew up and lived a perfect human life, died a cruel death, and rose again on the third day so that you and I could rise again too. Worshippers recognize that Jesus came not for himself, but he came for us. You were worth it to Jesus. And not just the top level politicians and leaders and kings and princes, but even the shepherds, making a statement that heaven sees those who may be in the darkest, in the most bottom places of a pit. God is there. So the angel's announcements brought three things: peace, illumination, eternal praise. Wait for it. Remember I mentioned shepherd's pie earlier in the sermon? Well, maybe this dish does have something to do with the sermon after all. You see those three observations? Peace, illumination, eternal praise. The shepherds in the field got shepherd's pie for Christmas. Come on, that's a Christmas message right there. Mm-hmm. Somebody say, what did the pastor preach about? Just say shepherd's pie. That's all you got to say. Before I kind of bring it to a close, let me just ask you, have you had shepherd's pie before? The peace of the Lord, the illumination and the light of the Lord inside of your heart, the glory of God, an eternal praise rising up from inside of your heart because you put your faith in Jesus. In just a moment, I'm going to say a prayer because you may have come to church today for the first time hearing that Jesus truly does love you and he wants to have a relationship with you, and that God came from heaven above and wrapped on frail humanity so that he could identify and sympathize with all of our human weaknesses, that he could take all of our perfections and his light could shine on us, not to shame us, but to redeem us and to show us that we need him. And the Bible says that if anyone confesses with their mouth and believes in their heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, they shall be saved. The Bible also says in Romans 10:13 that anyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And so if you don't know Jesus in the pardon of your sins, there's no better day to receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior than on Christmas Sunday. So bow your heads with me, everyone, at this time, and pray this prayer with me. If you want to receive Christ as Savior and Lord, and you've never done this before, just repeat after me in the privacy of your own heart. Say, dear Jesus, thank you for coming on the earth and showing me the way. Thank you for dying on the cross for my sins and paying the penalty of my sins, which would be separation from you in eternity forever. But because you loved me so much, you sent Jesus to save me. And so today, I receive Jesus as my Lord and my Savior. Come into my heart, Jesus. Forgive me for my sins, Jesus. I make a decision to follow you by faith today. It is in Jesus' name that I pray. Together, everyone said, amen and amen. Now listen, if you prayed that prayer to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you can always text us, those of you who are online, those of you who are even here today, you can text the word fill me, F-I-L-L-M-E, to 97,000, and we'll have somebody follow up with you. fill me, F-I-L-L-M-E, to 97,000, and we'll have someone follow up with you. There may be people down front at the end of the service. Some people will be in the lobby. Tell the person that brought you, but let somebody know that today I prayed that prayer to receive Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. And online, you can chat and just say, guess what? Today, I got my shepherd's pie. Go ahead and tell somebody online right now. Now, listen, I'm going to close y'all out and send you out with a blessing and a benediction. But before I do, let me give you just a couple of things that I want to inform you about, especially next week. All three services are on next week in Maryland. Two in Columbia, one in Owens Mills. 8 a.m., 9:45 Eastern Standard Time in Columbia, Maryland, where all of you are right now. But also in Owens Mills, Maryland at 11:30. It's the first Sunday of the year. If y'all are party people like New Year's Eve, you already know you're going to be out to 5 or 6 in the morning. Just stay up and come on over. Ain't nobody gonna judge you. We'll have mints. Okay, look. It's the first Sunday of the year, y'all. We're gonna give a first fruits offering. We've never done this before. Bring your offering. It's the first offering of the year to say to God, God, by faith, I'm giving this to you, saying, Lord, this is a priority. It's not about the percentage. It's not about the amount of money. I don't care about that. What I care about is you, the first act of worship on the first day of 2023, you plant that seed in Jesus' name with a prayer. We have envelopes for you, y'all, which is gonna be great, with a prayer card. Check this out. I mean, we don't even do this at Bridgeway, but we're doing it on First Fruit Sunday. There's an envelope. I mean, it's a big one. I'm just saying. Okay, but inside there's also a dedication card that we'll all fill out, and we'll bring it to the front if you feel led to do it. And the dedication card either says, I gave my first fruits offering online already, or I'm going to give it in, you know, by the end of the month, or today I'm giving it, all right? And for those of you online, you can give it as well, and we'll put it in with a prayer, and the elders are going to lay hands and pray on the offering. So that's what's happening, all right? Now, on our way out, what I want you to do is just come on, stand up, and I'm going to bless y'all on the way out, but I figured we could do the whole blessing benediction thing by singing together. Without the music, let's just sing Go Tell It on the Mountain, and I got one other song I want to sing real quickly, all right? But let's see what it sounds like a cappella. Ready? Go tell it on the mountain. Over.
Over the hills and everywhere.
Yeah, y'all sound good. Yeah, put your hands together. That Jesus. One more time. Go tell it, y'all. Yeah, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. All right, y'all ready for the last one? Y'all did good. Give yourselves a hand. All right, here it is. Let me give you this, and those online, y'all just going to have to follow us, but we're going to sing Happy Birthday one more time, but we're going to do it the soulful way. Y'all ready for this? To Jesus, all right? Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday. Y'all ready? Come on. Happy. I know this is new for some of y'all. Birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Come on, all four parts. I don't know what that means. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Last time, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Merry Christmas, Bridgeway. Love y'all. Take care. See y'all later.